Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, as we always do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the third Sunday of Lent. So we're coming to the middle of Lent. Are you really taking stock? Are you taking inventory? Doesn't mean you have to navel gaze, but just look over the picture as you listen to the words of God, as you ponder them. Where are you in light of what God is asking? Where are you in light of the commandments? Where are you in light of Scripture when you read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Are you following? Are you genuinely a disciple? If somebody encountered you, would they know rather quickly that you are Christian? Not because you say you are, not because you wear a 10-pound cross around your neck, though that can be, but not necessarily. Or is it by your attitude, by your priorities, by the kind of speech that you use? Is it clear to whom you belong? Are you a son of God or daughter of God? Would people recognize you as that? Really, brothers and sisters, this Lent is a crucial time for all of us who've been straddling, all of us who a little of this and a little of that, a little of the good and a little of the evil. It's not that much evil, but all evil, all the things that we do, little though they may seem to us, blind us, help to blind us or deafen us to all that God wants to give us. We don't see clearly and we don't hear clearly because we're all muddled up with our sins. And no, we can't eliminate our sins, but we need to get on the path. We need to reduce the number, at least. And if God sees a good intention, sees a right heart, he will bless you with strength. He'll help you to see more clearly and to hear better, to see what God wants. But you have free will. So it's whether you make the choice. Don't try to go down both roads, the world and God, at the same time. You won't. You'll be torn apart. Literally, you will be torn apart. I ask you to choose the way of the Lord. Here we are, right in the middle of Lent, right about the middle of Lent. Please make the right choice. The first reading for this Sunday is from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. In those days, God delivered all these commandments. I, the Lord, am your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. You shall not have other gods besides me. I could give 10 talks on that. Just that. You shall not have other gods besides me. In other words, a god with a small g is what takes all your time, attention, and energy. You don't want to do that. You shall not carve idols for yourselves in the shape of anything in the sky above or on the earth below or in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down before them or worship them. How much of modern technology do you almost worship? Be careful. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, inflicting punishment for their father's wickedness on the children of those who hate me down to the third and fourth generation, but bestowing mercy down to the thousandth generation on the children of those who love me and keep my commandments. Couldn't be clearer. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain. Get rid of it. Get rid of that habit. Ask God for help. Get rid of it. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. 6 days you may labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. No work may be done then, either by you or your son or daughter or your male or female slave or your beast or by the alien who lives with you. In 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord has blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. I could give a talk on this, a complete talk on this. But let me say for right now, Perhaps you have a job and that requires that you work on Sunday. Then look for ways that during the week you could particularly honor God, even if it's by a prayer each of those days, or some way you set aside some time to read the scriptures and to honor God. Just because I have to work does not mean that you don't keep the Sabbath. Perhaps you go to Mass Saturday night. Please make sure that you do. For some people, there is available a Sunday evening Mass. Please, brothers and sisters, do what you can do. What is impossible because of your job, and you need this job to feed your family. It's not just because I like it, and I don't care about church, and I don't care about keeping holy the Sabbath day. There's where you're in difficulty. If you're doing the best you can, God understands that. But really, brothers and sisters, take a look at this. What do you do with your Sundays? What do you and your family do with your Sundays? That alone, changing whatever is not good in that for you, changing that alone can open the door to tremendous grace for you from God. Honor your father and your mother, that you may have a long life in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male or female slave, nor his ox or ass, nor anything else that belongs to him. Brothers and sisters, heed this. If you want happiness and peace, heed this. Psalm 19, Lord, you are the words of everlasting life. And that's what we need to understand, that following God's word, following his commandments, leads to life, brothers and sisters, genuine life in God, the source of life. The world tries to offer you all kinds of things that they call it a wonderful life. And some there are that are good, but there's nothing like putting God first. You can enjoy sports, you can do all those kinds of things, but put God first. Put him first. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his first letter, chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Brothers and sisters, Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called Jews and Greeks alike, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. My goodness, brothers and sisters, hear the word of the Lord. You want strength, you want wisdom, you want hope, you want happiness. Choose the Lord in his way. It honestly leads to it. A happiness, a joy that no one can take from you, honestly, no one, because it becomes embedded in your soul. No matter what the external circumstances are, God remains, and he is there. Please, please make some decisions. Make simple decisions. Don't complicate it, or you'll give up in the first week or two. Don't do that. Make simple, clear decisions about what God wants to change in your life, and not a whole host of things. Two at the most. During this Lent, two at the most. But choose two things that really do need to change and ask God for grace to walk the path of transformation. You'll draw closer to the Lord as a result. Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 25. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." Oh, brothers and sisters, heed the word of the Lord. His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" In other words, who do you think you are? And Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He's speaking of himself. But the Jews said, "This temple's been under construction for 46 years, and you'll raise it up in 3 days?" They're mocking him. But he was speaking about the temple of his body. And therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. Brothers and sisters, the temple in which you want to worship is in Christ before the face of the Father. Put him first, please, in your thoughts, your words, your actions. Put him first. Remember that old phrase, "What would Jesus do?" It's actually a very good question to ask yourself when you're in different situations. What would Jesus do here? And then say, "Lord, send your Spirit to give me wisdom, to give me strength, to give me courage." And God will. Brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in very difficult circumstances today because God is being pushed way out, certainly not in the center of our society. He's not even on the, well, he might be on the periphery, but barely. And in many cases, he's been told to get out and not return. How are you going to live? What needs to change in your life that God and his word and his light might shine through you, that you might bring peace where there's strife, that you might bring hope where there's despair? Oh, brothers and sisters, that you might bring mercy where there's revenge. Please open your heart. Please open your heart to the ways in which God wants to use you. The gospel continues, "While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all, and he did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well." Jesus walked in our flesh, brothers and sisters. He allowed himself the limitations of the flesh in many ways. And during his passion and death, he endured the worst that a man or a woman could suffer physically for our sake. There ought to be in our hearts such gratitude, such hope. I beg you, draw close to him. Draw nearer to him. Seek him day in and day out. Repent when you fail. I keep saying it, but if you follow this, your life will change. It honestly will. Don't be afraid of your sin. Acknowledge it and know the mercy of God. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.